It bothered me for many years. What was so terrible about Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock? Was it not still a Kiddush Hashem? If we were trying to hit a rock, we wouldn't get water out of it. So why was it not a big miracle that water came out? How was talking more of a miracle than hitting the rock? They were both still miracles. Says the Maharal, if you hit, that is introducing force into fulfilling the Ratzon of Hashem. That is introducing some kind of element of coercion. And coercion, force, should never be a part of the equation when fulfilling the Ratzon of Hashem. The reason why a Jew fulfills the word of Hashem is because he realizes that this is the greatest. This is the story of ancient history, but the message is for us. When we choose to do what's right, it's not that we're choosing to do Hashem a favor, but rather because I know that this is the greatest. It will give me happiness, meaning, satisfaction, pleasure. It will give me more meaning and happiness in life. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, who is a strong man? A Zeh HaGibor. HaKovesh Et Yetzro. Someone who can control his instinct. Self-control is one of the most rewarding experiences in life. Instead of living with instinct, one can choose to use their brains to make intelligent decisions. If a person would just know that I have the ability to change, I can turn and be the person that I want to be. A human being can be defined by his aspirations if he believes in attaining them. This is the greatest feeling. A person needs to realize most pleasurable experiences in life are probably the things that you tell yourself that you don't want to do. People really think that living a life of mitzvahs is putting oneself in a straitjacket, restraining oneself. You can't do what you really want to do. That's really actually the opposite. You get to do everything you really want to do and stop doing the things you know are self-destructive. This is what the parasha is teaching us, that to live a life of Torah mitzvahs is a life of self-realization. It's a self-actualization. It's realizing and becoming the potential of who I'm meant to be, and that is the greatest pleasure. But never can there be an introduction of coercion and force, because that would just take away from the message. It's got to be about love and they themselves, people themselves, realizing that there's nothing like it. This is true for our own self-realization, and the same is true when it comes to guiding others, being mechanech others, bringing up other people. That can only be done with love. Recently, I read the book of Rabbi David Trank. I think it's called Just Love, and it's an incredible book full of stories of how Rav David Trank showered with people with love, and that helped inspire and keep people connected and growing in their Torah mitzvahs. There was once a boy that was Mechallel Shabbos. He was planning on taking the Rabbi Trank's car on a Friday night and driving to the movies. He told a friend about it, and his friend said, "I want to come with you." And the boy said, "I'm not taking anyone with me. I want to go by myself." So this other boy says, "If you don't take me, I'm going to snitch on you to Rabbi Trank." The other boy said, "I don't care. If you're going to snitch, I know you want to be kicked out of the yeshiva." So this boy went off by himself in the car. He broke in, took the keys, and went off. The other boy, true to his word, he went to Rabbi Trank and told him that a boy had just stolen his car on Friday night and driven to the movies. So Rabbi Trank, gets up in the middle of his meal and says, Where is it? How do I get there?" And the boy says, "It's 2 miles away. Why are you 2 miles away? Why are you interested?" Rabbi Trank said, "Give me the directions." He puts on his coat and he walks 2 miles to the movies. He arrives there, and the person at the booth says, "Can you pay for coming in?" Rabbi Trank says, "I'm not going to watch a film. I'm just going to see someone." The person says, "Fine, you have a couple of minutes." Rabbi Trank is walking up and down, trying to find where this boy is. He finally finds him and he sits behind him. And the boy says, "What are you doing here, Rabbi Trank?" So he said, I just wanted to let you know that the popcorn isn't kosher. So if you're hungry and you want to buy something, buy the Pepsi. I love you," gives him a kiss, and he walks out. Rabbi Trank's walking out. He begins his walk back home, and the boy catches up with him. And Rav Trank says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Listen, I didn't want you to walk home by yourself." Rabbi Trank didn't say a word about what the boy had did wrong. They carried on their journey. They were joking, sharing stories. At the end of the 2 mile trek back to Yeshiva, Rabbi Trank said, "Good night, good Shabbos," gave him a kiss, and never said a word. And the boy afterwards said, "At that moment, I knew two things. I was never going to be Mechallel Shabbos again, and I was going to stay in Yeshiva." Rabbi Trank's ideology was this idea of love, of not bringing force and coercion into things, letting people themselves realize that a life of Yiddishkeit is a life of self-realization, of realizing and becoming the person that they want to be. And that's the greatest happiness. It's the greatest feeling of self-esteem, because I know what I'm doing is right for myself. I know what I'm doing is something from beyond myself, and living with purpose and meaning, and there's nothing like it. Good Shabbos.